No, I'm going to try to listen. She told me.
Yeah, how about?
With your permission. Gamani. Gamani Bashio. Also me. Also me, Bashio. No, no. It's gone. Say
it. Chumash HaPkudim. This book that we're going to read this Shabbat is called Chumash HaPkudim. The book of the ones that were counted. The translation.
Census.
That's right. So, that's how the Torah starts. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron. Bechal l'chodesh ha-sheni, b'shana ha-shenit. It's the time of Eretz Mitzrayim. In Bar Sinai. It's the time of Mitzrayim l'mor. This book is not in order. The first parasha, the date in this week's parasha, is the second year, the second month, on the first day. Next week's parasha, it's going to be Parashat Nassau. The Torah will tell you that Moshe is going to open the Mishkan. The Mishkan was opened on the second year, on the first month, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Torah is not in order. A lot of times the Torah is not in order. There's a secret why it's not in order. But still, it's a little bit strange. If Hashem says to Moshe, a month after Moshe opened the Mishkan, to count Am Yisrael. What's the purpose of counting? Hashem knows everything. Hashem has a very good system of counting. And then the Torah will tell you numbers, tribes, where the park. That's how the parasha starts. The Torah tells you that after Moshe and Aaron called up the presidents of the tribes and told them that please need some help counting Am Israel, Torah says, "Vayitaldu al mishpechotam mebet avotam." Torah Gemara says that Moshe and Aaron told them each one should come, and when you're going to be counted, please bring with you exactly who was the grandfather, who was the great grandfather. Aviu et sefer yichusichem. It's not, of course, yeah, I know you. Of course I know you. But still, I would like you to bring it over. Bring it over. When I'm going to count you, I want you to know, to tell me here, this is my book, this is my tree, this is my heritage, this was my grandfather, my great grandfather. The question is, what's all of a sudden now? All of a sudden? Hashem wants to see? Who wants to see? Moshe? This is suspicious. Somebody is not Jewish. Why do you have to bring it? The Gemara says, yeah, Moshe told him, that's Hashem meant. Hashem meant, I should count you, but please, bring along with you the tree of heritage. Who was a grandfather, who was a great-grandfather. This is this week's parasha. This week's parasha was separated, was put together by Ezra Sofer. The second Beit HaMikdash was on, he decided to divide the parashiyot. And the parashiyot that we have, it's not a coincidence that somebody decided just to separate them. There's two parashiyot, two of them, the Gemara says they have to be in a certain time. But Israel decided how to divide it. If we read the parasha every week in the Beit HaKnesset, so Israel said the two of them must be in a special time. One of them, the Gemara said, is Parashat Kitavo. In Sefer Dvarim, should be always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. This Parashat Kitavo has 98 curses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Gemara wants us to read it before Rosh Hashanah. In order to have the curses behind us. So a simple explanation, without going too deep, what it means is that Am Yisrael will hear the 2 weeks before Shana. They read the Torah, and they read 98 curses if somebody doesn't behave.
ודו תשובה. יקחם תורש השנה, ודו תשובה. ראי גמרה said, well, should not be one week before השנה, should be two weeks before השנה. And then you have ניצבים. פרשת ניצבים, הניצבים והילך. Just before השנה, to separate us from the curses. So this must be like this. That every year on the calendar you can see, you know, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah is Parashat Kitavo. Always. Gemara says the same thing before Chag HaShavuot, Ba'alenu Letova, always. Sometimes a week before, sometimes 2 weeks before. Parashat Bechukotai. Very last week, 49 curses. 49 curses should be before Chag HaShavuot. Says the Gemara in Megillah, well, you explained to me before Rosh Hashanah, Parashat Kitavo, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. It's a day of judgment. And the same for the day of judgment, you want me to have the curses before, in order so called to finish with the curses behind us, to start the new year on the right foot. But it has to do with Shavuot. Ezra made sure that last week Parashah had to be read. Parashat Bechukotai must be read before Shavuot. So the Gemara, Shavuot is also Yom Hadin. It's a day of judgment. Day of judgment. That was the day of judgment, the tree. Maybe that's what is on the surface for the tree. So again, this is the tree. So I have to read the curses in the Torah because Hashem will judge the trees. So the trees should read the parasha. What has to do with me? I'm not a tree. Of course, you see Adam et Hasadeh. I don't know what it means. We have before Chag HaShavuot. The name of the holiday is Chag HaShavuot, because probably the sentence Bishvuotechem, Makrivchem Mincha Chadasha LaShem, Bishvuotechem. The Torah calls this Chag Chag HaShavuot. Of course, it refers to Sfirat HaOmer. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count Shavuot. Says the Gemara, that's our custom. When we get to 1 week, we say Shem Shavu Echad. Like 2 weeks, Shnei Shavuot, Shalosh Shavuot, Shnei Shavuot. The question is what the importance about it, that we have to count, when we count the Omer, we count days and weeks. We have to count weeks for. Everybody knows that 7 days is a week. 14 days is 2 weeks, or 2 weeks. I says, what do you have to know it? No, it's the mitzvah. The Gemara says, you have to say that. We just said the days without counting the weeks, it's not good. Therefore, this holiday is called Shavuot, because weeks. What's so important about it? It's the Ruch HaMishim Yom. The Torah says, the same time the Torah says, Shavah Shavot Tispor Lach. Acher Chermesh Bakama. Bakama, the same way the Torah says, Tispor Ruch HaMishim Yom. The Torah says also count days. So we can call the holidays days. Why you call the holidays Shavuot? It's a mitzvah to count days. It's a mitzvah to count weeks. So the Torah chose to call this holiday, if the name means something. The Torah says the name of the holiday is coming up, Shavuot. So why Shavuot? Because we counted 7 weeks. No, you also count 49 days. Call it Yamim. Call it Shavuot. Shavuot is a very, very special holiday, in a way. The first thing we say in the Tefillah and Berakat HaMazon is Yom Matan Toratenu. It's a day that the Torah was given to us. Us. Chachamim ask, it's not us, it's not the right way maybe to say. Usually we say in the morning, we say Bekot HaTorah, Shatan Lanu Torato, Torah Temet. We don't say, our Torah. It's Ve'erinenu B'Toratecha. We say, Pretu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Avat Olam, Avat Rabban, Shatan Lanu Toratecha. The Gemara says, after you learn, the Gemara, Torato Yegei Imam Balayla, it means maybe after you learn, but certainly before you learn, it's not your Torah. We say all the time, Toratecha, Toratecha. And here we say, Chag HaShavuot, Zman Matan Toratenu. Toratenu, Toratecha. Zman Matan Toratecha, you gave it to us. It says, no, Matan Toratenu. It's not right. Chachamim asked this question. And then Chag HaShavuot is very, very special in a way. With the sacrifices in Beit HaMikdash. There are three things different on Chag HaShavuot and on the Adar, between Shavuot and all the other holidays.
First thing, every holiday they sacrifice one goat. In the morning, they sacrifice one goat for Musaf. On Shavuot, two goats. Two goats. The Gemara in Zvachim say two goats. That really we should every day sacrifice a goat after goat, a goat after goat. That's kapara for certain things. But the people who chose Chag HaShavuot bring two goats. Every other day we bring one goat. So Shavuot, two goats. Really should have done every day, not every hour on the hour, every minute on the minute. Not the goat in the Hamikdash. Another goat, another goat. But Hashem, the Gemara says Hashem has mercy on our money. Torah chas amonah shel Israel. Hashem does not want us so called to waste our money. Hashem watches our money, says the Gemara. He said, you know, Chag HaShavuot, bring me two goats. He said, Chag HaShavuot was chosen to bring two goats. Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting. The second thing from the Torah and the Gemara is, the way it says in the Torah is, there's a mitzvah to bring two bread. Shtei Alechem. Two bread. Chametz. Chametz. The name of Beit HaMikdash, Chametz, brought. It's not going to be brought on the altar, but in the Azara, in the yard, bring two bread. The Kohanim will eat it. Chametz. Lechem HaPanim, the bread that was on the table was matzah. Everything in Beit HaMikdash was matzah. You're not allowed to bring chametz. Torah says, don't bring any chametz in Beit HaMikdash. I didn't bring it into Beit HaMikdash. I bring it in the yard. This is why Hashem wants to bring chametz in the yard. Why Hashem purpose to bring chametz in the yard? Why have to be chametz? It can be matzah. Like the bread in Beit HaMikdash. Every week, they change the bread. Chalot, 12 chalot. It is okay. Matzah. It was matzah. Everything matzah. Hashem hates chametz. The Torah says Hashem doesn't like it. Chametz is yetzer hara. So all of a sudden Shavuot, chametz. The third thing, this every morning, before Hodu, before Baruch Shama, we say, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur V'Hashamot, Elu En Hashamot, Hashem Gzilot, Hashem Meilot, Hashem Shivchar, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Tzor, Hashem Tzor, Hashem Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. The sacrifices that we have been divided to two categories, to two sections of the Messiah. One is called Kodeshim Kalim, one is called Kodeshim Kodeshim. That's called very, very holy, and one light holy. Very, very holy. It means certain sacrifices. So what you got to do with them is you have to slaughter it on the north side of the altar, and some of them you cannot eat, and the one you could eat, you must eat inside Beit HaMikdash. Only the Kohanim. Not even the children, not even the wives, nobody. It's called Kodshei Kodashim. This is Chatat, this is Hasham. Those are the two ones that we're allowed to eat. Okay. Then it's Kodashim Kalim. It's easy ones. It's Todah, El Nazir, Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, and Shlamim. These are things called Korban Shlamim. Somebody brings to Beit HaMikdash a sacrifice, it's called Shlamim. It's called Shlamim from the word Shalom. Ose Shalom. Everybody is happy. Hashem is happy. Part of it goes on the altar. Part of it goes to the Kohanim. A part to the owner, to all of Israel. It's called Shlamim. It's called Hashem Kalim. It's easy. Shkitatam mechol makom ba'azara. You have to don't slaughter it on the north side. You can slaughter any place in the yard. And then you can eat it 2 days and a night in between. It's called Shlamim. It's called Kodashim Kalim. And this is individual brings it. Not public cannot bring it. Congregation cannot bring it. On Shavuot, or Shavuot Echem. On Shavuot, special mitzvah. Together with the two bread, you bring to the Beit HaMikdash two sheep. And those two sheep are called Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. This is Shlamim. Shlamim. Individual? No. Can every congregation bring what we call Korban Shlamim? No. This is holy, holy, or this is light, holy? This is holy, holy. Shlamim, holy, holy? Shlamim always light, holy. May I slaughter it any place in the yard? No. You have to slaughter it on the north side. On the north side. Okay? And who can eat it? Only the Kohanim. For how long? Only 1 day and 1 night. Not 2 days and 1 night. He said, what is it all about? What is it all about? It's called Shalmei Tzibur. Shalmei Tzibur, Shlamim of the congregation. It is holy, holy. Why is holy, holy? One Shavuot, not one Yom Kippur, nothing. So what is different? The question is, what is really the power of this holiday? This is different. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Midian after he went away from Egypt, from Paro. He spent 40 years in Cush. Eventually, he comes to Midian. He goes to the well, and he sees Yitro's daughters. We come to the well to get some water. So the Torah says that Moshe saw them, saved them from the shepherds, and he gave water to the sheep. I'll tell you a story. Anyway, they come home, and Yitro asked them, how come you came so early? And they said, Ish Mitzri, Tzilat HaGad HaRaim. The Torah says, when they came home, the Torah says, V'tavon el Reuel Abihen. They came to Reuel. And then he asked them, how come it's so early? Who is this guy Reuel? One opinion of the Gemara is Yitro, of course. The Gemara said he had 7 names. One opinion of the Gemara says, no, it's not. It's the grandfather. Reuel was the grandfather. It was Yitro's father. Says the Gemara, excuse me, it says Reuel Avim. Reuel the father. Says the Gemara, you should know, the grandfather is also called the father. What does it mean? But the Torah wants to teach you what? The grandfather is the father. What are you going to tell the Torah? What does the Torah want to teach you? Because the Torah should have said, V'tavon el Reuel, Avi Avihem. Father. It says, Nachor. Avi Avi, Abraham Avinu. I says, what is this? The Torah says, Reuel is the father. I says, no, he's the grandfather. But you should know the children call the grandfather father. When the children call, and the children will call the father a dog. So what? The grandfather a mouse? So the Torah, what do the children call? So I wanted to know it. Very interesting. And then the Torah says, this is Reuel. This is the grandfather said, come. Go call them to have bread. He will marry one of them. Bring him inside. And the story in the Torah. The question is, what is really behind it? You know, the first mitzvah that we have is to get married. And then to have children, So that's the halacha. That's the halacha, machlok in the Gemara. What do you have to fulfill the mitzvah? Halacha is a son and a daughter. Son and daughter, you read the mitzvah. What happened if the son and the daughter decided not to get married? They got married, they don't have any children. Halacha is so called the grandfather did not fulfill the mitzvah. Even though, Baruch Hashem, he had, he can have even 15 children, doesn't matter. If he doesn't have grandchildren, in Shamayim, he didn't fulfill. The first mitzvah, you have to get children? No. You have to get children and grandchildren. Children is not enough. That's the halacha. Very strange, isn't it? I got married, Baruch Hashem, I have children, so whatever they decided they didn't want to get married, Chas Shalom, they couldn't have children. It's not a problem, it's their problem. But I did my mitzvah. No. Must have grandchildren to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the halacha. Very strange mitzvah. Very strange mitzvah. Okay, Chaim tell us you should know the secret. As they say in Haggadah Shal Pesach, Ilo kirvanu lifnei har Sinai, ולא נתנו את התורה דיינו. If Hashem would just have brought us to our Sinai, but at the end he would not give us the Torah, it's also good. That's also good. So why do you come to our Sinai? Two explanations. One of the explanations is it means like this. You know, Am Yisrael, we came out of Egypt. The Torah tells us, counting, K'sheshmot elef ragli ha'gvarim levad mitaf. That's around 600,000 people came out of Egypt. Now, Torah wants to tell you something else. This is a concept. It's called family. Family. Family is something very close that gives the people in the family a certain protection and a certain obligation. In order, the Gemara says, to be exempt from Gezerot, Chabura Tzabim Ephraim Anachlo, Navi says, unity breaks the Gezerot. If Chas V'Shalom, the Gemara says, is Gezerot on somebody, if he is going to be united, as the Chachamim says, after the Achak Kamocha, is not a law, it's a privilege. Because it means if you not by yourself, if you together with somebody, the Gemara says, you know, for example, the Gemara says if somebody walks by himself, he's in danger. Malech Echidi, Baderech, Balayla, the Gemara says, be careful, don't go by yourself. The Gemara says, go with somebody. So the Gemara says, if you go with somebody, together with somebody, so you're more secure. In order to be secured, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a family. But to be a family with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to be our family. But it means like this. The Lord created this world, he told Adam and Chava, he says, they said, get married and have children. Then what? So, what Hashem wants it? What is this mitzvah all about? So the Gemara says, they say every morning in Shacharit, the Torah should not move away from you, from your children and your grandchildren. But you have to see you were from you. The Torah says, your child and your grandson. What's wrong with my child? Come to the Gemara and says, I will tell you something. If a grandfather learned with his grandson, Keilu, it's like he's standing now on Har Sinai. What has to do with this? Because I learned something with my grandson, I'm standing on Har Sinai. So no, you don't understand what Har Sinai is all about. Har Sinai means something else. Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to become a family. A family with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we became a family. This is a family business, what we call in America. It's a family business. This is the grandfather is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, when Am Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they crossed the arms of it, says, Zeh Keli Va'anveu, they pointed with the finger. Says the Gemara, so they saw a kind of entity. They saw something, whatever it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's color is blue. And they saw some kind of a blue. And the blue was in the shape of like a soldier, says the Gemara. It's like a soldier. Hashem, Gibor Milchama, Hashem Shmo. Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shmo. It's also like a fighter, a soldier in Shammai. And Hashem gave us the Torah says, Hashem made a shape for Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Zaken Male Rachamim. The father, as much as the father loves the son, his father is very strict, the Gemara says. Ishimuva biftirahu. Father usually is strict. So, but the grandfather is always much softer. Much, much softer. Why you hit your son? Why do you hit my grandchild? Why don't you write this to my grandchild? So, but when he was a father, he wasn't. But my grandfather. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, he showed himself to us, says the Gemara, Atem reitem ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem, what asu iti Elohe chesed ve-Elohe zahav, what asu lachem. As the end of Parashat Yitro, Hashem says, Atem reitem, you saw me. Atem reitem ki min ha-shamayim. I saw you. The Gemara, yeah. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, Hashem made himself revealed to us. Of course, Hashem is no form, but we did see something. And we saw like a blue cloud. The cloud in the desert was blue. Kisei HaKavod is blue. The Luchot were blue. Hashem is blue. I said, we saw a merciful grandfather. Says the Gemara, says, let me explain to you something. This grandfather is a father. The Torah wants to teach you. When the daughters of Yitro came home, they went to the grandfather. And the grandfather asked them, What happened? I came home. I said, somebody saved us. I said, go get him, go get him, go get him. Because the father is too strict. The grandfather is very merciful. This is the Torah. I'm going to explain to you something. You know, in 18, he says, השיבינו אבינו לתורתך, הסלחנו אבינו כחתנו. He says, ברכינו אבינו כולם יתחד באופניך. He says, הוא אבינו. He says, אבינו מלכנו. He says, wait, hold it. Hold it, what do you call אבינו? Your father. I have good news to tell you. Your grandfather is also called your father. I says, the grandfather is not just a father. He makes so-called the family. That's what this was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand. And we come to Har Sinai, we become his family. That's why we say, Alinu Lishabeach, every day. Alinu Lishabeach Adonai Kol, Shelo Asanu Tigvatot, Shelo Samanu Kemishpechot Ha'Adamah. Mishpechot Ha'Adamah? What does Mishpechot Ha'Adamah? What does that mean? And Rabbi says, Rak Etchem Yadati, Mikol Mishpechot Ha'Adamah, Al Ken Lefkod Alechem Kol Chatotechem. Hashem said, I know you as a family. You should know, Shavuot means family business. You went, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like a family. It's a new family. It's a real part of the family. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us as a privilege. We came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Torah says, Ke-600 elef ragli. It says we are 600,000, but each one was for himself. We're coming down to Har Sinai. It says, you look at Har Sinai. It says, Torah, Dayenu. It says, that's what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, we became a family with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I tell you what it means, the Gemara says. Gemara says, you know what it means, a family? So you go in front of the judge, and it's the prosecutor. And the plaintiff comes and sees the judge, oh, it's my uncle, it's my grandfather. The grandfather is the judge. So what do you think? In America, they say, if he's honest, he excuses himself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not excuse himself. As long as you're family, then the prosecutor has no power. That's what it means. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, come Chag HaShavuot, you have to understand what happened. So the Gemara tells us, you know, the Moshe came up to Shamayim, and then he came down, the Satan asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, where is Moshe? What's going on? I can't see him. I don't know where it is. Hashem said, I don't know. I have no idea. The Gemara said, the Satan himself told Moshe the secret of the Torah. He said, this time I'm out of a job already. Kadosh Baruch Hu fired me. I can tell you, Torah was something that can stop me. That's how Moshe knew that the spices, the Torah stops Malach HaMavet, it all down in Parashat Korach. Take the spices. Stops the Satan. Who knows? How do you know it? Says Moshe went up to Shemaim. Satan told him. So when Moshe went up to Shemaim, went up to Shemaim to learn over there. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah, he went to Satan and said, "Okay, it's all over. It's all over. I can be a prosecutor." He became family with the judge. And Chachamim said, "You know, that's really the power of Chag HaShavuot. The power of Chag HaShavuot is he became a family with HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's what the Gemara says. You know, read the curses before. Shavuot is Yom Adin, day of judgment. Says the Shulah, Rosh Hashanah, I'm not so afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah means like this: Hashem judges the body. What did you do? What didn't you do? How come you didn't do? Shavuot says the secret of Chag HaShavuot. Hashem judges the neshama to see if your neshama is happy. Says, where did you drag your neshama? You go walk someplace, you just understand. There's a holy soul inside you. He says, where are you going now? Here. He says, neshama wants to go over there? Where does neshama want to go? David HaMelech says, Kishavti drachai, Vashivar raglai ledotecha. David HaMelech said, you know what? In the morning I decided I want to go someplace. In the meantime, my feet took me to Bet Knesset. You have to train your body to go after your neshama. And not chas v'shalom, neshama to go after the body. Says neshama is the motor. So, what do you mean? You went someplace. You go someplace. Neshama doesn't want to go over there. Shavuot says the shla is yom adin and neshama. That's what the Gemara means. The day of judgment. It's day of judgment. Hashem wants to see if you want your neshama inside. A lot of tragedies every year after Shavuot. A lot of tragedies. People get sick, people die. It's a shlah because Hashem just wants to see if you in his family. Family with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means spiritual family, not physical. Hashem blew inside us something from him. Holy, this is our neshama. So our neshama has to lead the body.
not the body to lead the neshama. You can't drag the neshama. You can't tell the neshama, come here, let's go here, let's do this. On Shavuot, Hashem wants to know how much we want to be His family. As Zohar said, let me tell you a secret. I said, that's what Hashem says. You know, the Gemara says number three runs through the whole Jewish history. בחודש השלישי, יצא בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, ראים מה זה בא מדבר סיני. שם גבע זה תורה, בחודש השלישי, the third month. ביי, משה, אהרון ומרים, כהן לוי ישראל, תורה נביאים כתובים, שלושת ימי הגבלה, there's a list of three means a family. ומישהו מפריחה, פיזר החם, בזר הזר, חדו גמרא עשית. If you know me, the grandson, it's like you were standing on her Sinai. Why? What is the house tonight? Her Sinai, we became a family. Listen, the Gemara says, I want to explain to you something. When we got to her Sinai, Paskazohom Matan. Says the Gemara, you came back to the original state of mankind before ate from the tree. But really, what happened was that listen, I want you to multiply and will become a family with me. Since you disobey my order, I can be your family. So Hashem disappeared. Hashem went one flight up. When Cain killed Hebel, Hashem had another flight. Dor Enosh, another flight. Dor Mabul, Dor Zdom, Dor Plaga, Hashem goes up and said, I can be with you, I can be. I'm not your family. You're not my family, I'm not your family. Says the Gemara, on Har Sinai, Hashem became again our family. So Hashem said, here come, I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm the grandfather. I'm going to show myself as Zakeh Melech HaChamim, as a grandfather to you. But please, from now on, behave. That's a family business, and it's a guarantee that nothing can happen. That's what Gemara means. Read the curses before Chag HaShavuot. Comes Chag HaShavuot. What is Chag HaShavuot? Chag HaShavuot means that you became a family with the judge. You became a family with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Yom Adin. It's the Gemara. It's the day of judgment. Hashem is a judge. He says, listen, to be exempt from the trial and to win the trial, it's very easy. Just be a part of that, what we call family group. Family group, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside you. Nothing can happen. Hashem doesn't listen to the prosecutor. Hashem doesn't listen to the Satan. That's the Gemara says, that's called Chag HaShavuot Zman Matan Toratenu. What do you mean? It means we are in the family business. Somebody says, what's the family business? The Gemara, I want to tell you something. It says the Zohar, Stakel Boreit Avar Alma. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before He created this world, He looked in the Torah in a different way. The way the Torah was given to us. And that's how He made the world. He says, okay, now I want to know, you know, the Creator. Okay. So in order to imagine Chas Shalom as a form, that's curiosity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me, what does He do the whole day? I'm allowed to ask. Not because I don't believe. But it's interesting. He wants me to study. He wants me to do mitzvot. This is a very high, holy, a pure entity in Shamayim, whatever it means. We don't know what it is. We'll never know what it is, says the Ramchal and Ari. Never know what it is. Who made him? Who created him? Who is he? What is he? Where is he? We'll never know, says the Rambam. Never. But one thing I do know. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kel Rachum Echanun Erech Chafayim Chafasid Ve'emet Kadosh Kedoshim Tiyu Kedushatim 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 Mishuotchem. Okay. Tell me, what does that entity do? I want to know what it does. Says the Gemara, you know what it does? He does. You know what? You come to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits over there and teaches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai 40 days and 40 nights the Torah. There's nothing else to do. The Gemara, Moshe Omed, Moshe Yoshev, Anuchi Amati Bar, Anuchi Shavti Bar. He teaches him Mishnah, Gemara, teaches him Kol Ma Shati Talmid Chadesh. Lamad Moshe Rabbeinu, says all the drashot, all the lectures, everything, all the halachot, Moshe Rabbeinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem showed the video of Rabbi Akiva. All the halachot, everything. I said, what does Hashem do? He says, the family business is Torah, says the Zohar. It's called family business. So when Hashem gave us the Torah, not an obligation. It's a family business. It's a family business. You want to go? So the grandfather has a factory. My father works over there. And I want to work in the factory, the same thing. Says the Zohar, what's the family business? Torah. Hashem looked in the Torah before He created this world, and that the Gemara says, that's actually what He does. He does. So the Gemara says, He learns and He teaches orphans, small children. Says the Zohar, He will teach in Olam Haba.
When the person goes to Ganeden, he says the Zohar. First he goes to me, it's called Mitzvah Terakia. Then he goes, one yeshiva, this is the Matat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interior minister teaches over there Torah. At the end you go up, Hashem teaches. He says, that's called family business. This is just to protect us, but that is the purpose. The purpose it should be in the family business. For this Hashem created us. There's no other purpose for creation. The purpose of creation, Hashem wanted to be his family. Hashem gave it to us after we did a golden calf. A golden calf, no more family. This is the secret of golden calf. You don't want to be my family. You say, Ele Elocha Israel. You say, this is my family. And, oh, this is your family? Okay. Goodbye. Says the Gemara. Menashe put a statue in Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKodeshim. Hashem moved. So Menashe, the eyes saw the Shekhinah moved. So he made a statue with four faces. Hashem said, oh, you don't want me? Goodbye, I'm leaving. Hashem doesn't force himself, impose us, himself on us. You don't want it? I leave. I said, this is the golden calf you got? Goodbye. You're not my family. Not my family? Oh, they're going to die. They're going to die. So I said, okay, Moshe, pray. Okay. She said, make a Mishkan. How the Mishkan is going to help? Mishkan is going to help? No, Mishkan I do. This is the Torah. She said, you want to be my family? Build the Mishkan. Here, put in the center of the Mishkan the Torah. And the Torah tells you how they park in the desert around the Torah. That's this week's parasha. They tell you how to park, how to park, how to park. So listen, please count now. Now, when you count them, ask each one to bring in his hand his heritage, the tree of heritage. So this is the family. I says, now this week's parasha, they count tribes, but as family. The Torah emphasize. We don't count people. We're going to tell you at the end, but then how many people are here. But the whole parasha, what it means is family business. Here, the book gives us another chance. And Chas Shalom, in a few weeks, we're going to Parashat Shlach, Bereglim. The Torah will tell you, listen, the spies came back, and the Mitzvah will say, we're not going to Israel. The Torah will say, that all of a sudden, all of Israel, Bochel Mishpechotav. The Torah tells the stories, you know what happened? The spies came back, the families are crying. I tell you, families are crying. The Gemara says, "Well, shkemishpachotav." What is the similar explanation in the text? That's what it means. Families cry. What do you mean, cry family? Who cares if it's family? No, it means we broke the family. Everything on Chag HaShavuot says, "Dari, here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu over here and looks." Okay, here I am. Says the Gemara, here came Ezra and say, "Listen, before Shavuot, you must read Parashat Bechukotai. Yom HaDin is coming." He says, "Yom HaDin for what?" Says the "Yom HaDin for your neshama." What do you mean by your neshama? Try for your neshama. If you a family member in the family business, you are a family member or you're not a family member. I says, if you're a family member, you don't have to worry from the prosecutor. So the curse is behind you. And it comes, the Torah and says the Parashat, it says Bamidbar always. Parashat Bamidbar always comes before Chag HaShavuot to tell you, huh? This is how you're being exempt from the curses. Like Atem Mitzavim Hayom before Rosh Hashanah is exemption from the curses. Vashat Ketavu. Let's come to Torah and say, ah, listen, I make reference. This Chag V'Shavuot Echem. This Saturday is called Shavuot. Not days. Days means individual. Shavuot means plural. Family. Let me tell you something. You bring Chametz to Bet HaMikdash. Chametz, Yetzerara. You don't understand. I will tell you something. There's no Yetzerara. It says a family means no Yetzerara. The whole purpose of being family is to be exempt from the Yetzerara. We got it. It says, listen, I want to bring something here. It's called Shalmetzibu. What Shalmetzibu is? It says, this is very holy. Bring two sheep to Bet HaMikdash. This is only Kohanim can eat and sacrifice to Hashem. As you should know, this is the business. When Mashiach will come, everybody, all of Israel will be Kohanim. So this is also bring two goats. This is one extra goat that really every day you should have brought every second a goat to Beit HaMikdash for kapara on yourself. But Shavuot only was chosen for this. This is the role model of the year. The role model is Shavuot, because Shavuot, you have a chance to become a family. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges you as an individual. What did you do? Why did you do? How come you did it? Shavuot, Hashem doesn't ask you this. Hashem asks you one question. Are you a member of the family or not a member of the family? He says, what do you do? You stay up the whole night, just learn Torah. He says, what's the custom? Why you learn Torah the whole night? What is it? It's a custom, not a custom. It says, the Torah, says the Zohar, this is the family business. That's the business. So Hashem wants to see on Shavuot. So, what do you do? He says, cheesecake, latkes, you know, coffee, ice cream, you know, excellent. What's behind it? What do you want to show? You show that I have it because certain laws that apply, certain laws did not apply, something, but to remember something for the laws of the Torah, not how was the cheesecake. Cheesecake means nothing. As the cheesecake is for our body, again we work on the body. We have to know that Shabbat is for our neshama, is for the family business. As Chachamim say, it's a powerful Shabbat. Shabbat, you have to make a, you say, you have to make a party. Party. What's a party? The Gemara says, even other holidays, the Gemara says, Machloket among the Chachamim. Maybe part to you, part to Hashem, Shavuot. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Lachem, you must have a good time. I said, why? Well, Chachamim said, you know what? When you finish Gemara, you have to make a party. You make a party. He says, Baruch Hashem, I finish Gemara. What's so happy? Finish Gemara, what's so happy? Why are you happy? It's very nice. I mean, Baruch Hashem, finish us, finish Gemara. What's behind it? What's the secret? Finish Gemara. A lot of stories that people finish Gemara. A lot of Yeshuot. Secret behind it, it means you're a family member. That's what it means. This is the family business. This is Baruch Hashem, I'm a family business. It's not because I finish Gemara. What do you make Siyum? Make Siyum. What do you make Siyum? Big deal, make Siyum. So what? So make Siyum means you're in a family business. As I said about somebody that I know finished Masechet Betzah 3,000 times. Can you imagine? 3,000 times, learn one Gemara. 3,000 times Gemara, tell somebody. And then 2 times, he says, okay, I know it already, leave me alone. 3,000 times. It's a family business, you know, you gravitate to the business, you don't say, I'm not going tomorrow. My family business. He says, listen, again you go to work. This is my family business. That's what Chachamim say. Chachamim said, the whole purpose of Chag HaShavuot is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, we are a family business. I said, I can make a scene, make a party. So the Gemara says, Shavuot, HaKol Modim Ba'atzeret, Inan lachem, says the Gemara, there's a machloket among the Chachamim, every holiday, you should eat, you should not eat, have learning, have praying. Shavuot, everybody says. You must eat, you say, what? Why you must eat in Shavuot? The opposite people think, Shavuot, I don't understand. Shavuot means that you became a family member. It's like you finish the Torah. He says, perfect, I make a party. Shavuot is the same thing. I'm happy that I'm having the privilege to be in the family of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar says, B'Shavuot Atidin Emepak Megaluta. Says the Zohar, the second date after Pesach, to have Mashiach Shavuot. Rav Avadia came to Rav Batzri in a dream. He told Rav Batzri said it. Where I told him, listen, everybody behaves, keep Shabbat, no Lashon Hara, Mashiach will come before Shavuot. And I'll give you a sign, he said. Tomorrow, the Rav Batzri, a lady is going to come to you to ask you for a certain tzedakah. It's going to be a proof to you that the dream is not just a fake dream, that I really came to you. In the morning, Rav Batzri said, the lady came over to him and said, I need tzedakah for a certain thing, but Rav Avadia told Rav Batzri in the dream that it's going to happen. He said, comply with the Zohar. The Zohar says, Shavuot, Atidim, Shavuot, expect Mashiach. Why? Because every Shavuot means you go back to the original Shavuot. It was a privilege from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to force us. Hashem wanted to force us. Kevan Lefnei Har Sinai, he wanted to force us to be in his family, to be a family member in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No more Satan, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shoot the Satan, Mashiach will come. I says, here's Shavuot. Shavuot is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself in Rabbi Ben-Ami.